This may look like a typical suburban American home, but inside, almost every aspect has been designed for U.S. soldiers with severe disabilities who are returning to Fort Belvoir in Northern Virginia. An open floor plan and long, wide hallways allow easy movement for a wheelchair. Cabinets are equipped with shelves that pull out. Bathrooms have sturdy grab bars. And almost every room has a sliding door. Casey Nolan with Clark Realty says the Wounded Warrior Home Project has multiple objectives.
One of the things that we set out to do was not just build a home that goes beyond the code standards for accessibility, but to create a place that anyone wants to live.
So in the kitchen, the sink moves up and down with a touch of a button, and so does the stovetop. And a counter can be adjusted for any family member.
We intended, when we started this project, to make houses that didn't look as though they kind of screamed, a disabled person lives here.
Architect Michael Graves and his team have designed award-winning buildings worldwide. In 2003, a rare infection left him paralyzed from the waist down. Graves says he felt uniquely qualified to design homes for injured soldiers.
I've been able to do for them all the things that I would have done to my house if I'd known before I was paralyzed 10 years ago.
Thousands of staples.
But while many soldiers come home in a wheelchair, many more return with other disabilities.
I am burned, third-degree burns on my right side from just under my shoulder all the way down to about my ankle.
Retired Captain Alvin Shell was injured in Iraq while rescuing a fellow soldier from a burning truck. He also has vision loss and post-traumatic stress disorder. Because of this, the Wounded Warrior team asked Shell and his wife to serve as advisors. He suggested incorporating large windows and glass doors to let in therapeutic natural light and provide a sense of security.
Just click on the room.
Touch pads help burn victims and amputees open doors. Shell's burns make it difficult for him to regulate his body temperature, so he recommended multiple thermostats throughout the house.
I really hope that the concept of this house becomes contagious, throughout the Army and all the military.
Michael Graves hopes it will extend beyond the military.
Those houses that we have done for Fort Belvoir would work all over the country for people who are disabled or simply arthritic.
Two Wounded Warrior homes have been completed. 19 more are planned for service members returning to active duty at Fort Belvoir in the coming years. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Fort Belvoir, Virginia.